Postscript. The Tacoma Nighthawk. As I wrote the story of Robert Kincaid and Francesca Johnson, I became more and more intrigued with Kincaid and how little any of us knew about him and his life. Only a few weeks before the book went to the printers, I flew to Seattle and tried again to uncover additional information about him. I had an idea that since he liked music and was an artist himself, there might have been someone in the music and art culture of the Puget Sound area who knew him. The arts editor of the Seattle Times was helpful. Though he did not know of Kincaid, he provided me access to pertinent sections of the newspaper from 1975 through 1982, the period in which I was most interested. Working through the 1980 editions, I came across a photo of a black jazz musician, a tenor saxophone player named John Nighthawk Cummings. And beside the photo was the credit line, Robert Kincaid. The local musicians' union provided me with Cummings' address, advising me that he had not played actively for some years. The address was on a side street near an industrial section of Tacoma, just off Highway 5, running down from Seattle. It took several visits to his apartment before I found him at home. He was wary, initially, of my inquiries, but I convinced him I had a serious and benign interest in Kincaid, and he became cordial and open after that. What follows is a slightly edited transcript of my interview with Cummings, who was 70 at the time I talked with him. I simply turned on my tape recorder and let him tell me about Robert Kincaid.